He's worthy. Yeah. Worthy. Yeah, he's worthy. The one that sits high and looks low. The one who created all things. The one who has heaven for his throne and earth for his footstool. Come on and give the Lord another hand clap in that appreciation tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. It's about information tonight.
Amen.
Information. Go to the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter. We're going to start there and we're going to move around. The last few times I've been up, God has been impressing me to talk about the new covenant that was established over there. He revealed it to Paul in the 11th chapter of Corinthians. We talk about the communion. Okay? And a lot of folks take, you know, for the longest time, we've just taken that communion as being for forgiveness of sin. But God wanted us to know that a new covenant, he said, a new testament in my blood was established. That word testament means covenant. A new agreement was established in his blood. And all of those things that go with the church, the information, the mystery, the mysterion, God wants us to know these things before he comes back. Now, we're going to start here, Hosea 4 and 6. And it reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Now back here he was talking to the nation of Israel, because the nation of Israel had put aside the word of God. They had put it aside. Here now, the word of God is going forth, but there's certain portions of it that folks want to put aside. So he's telling them here, "My people are destroyed." That word destroyed means they are laid out prostrate.
Wow.
For the lack of knowledge. Yes. That word knowledge there means cunning or awareness. He wants you to be aware. That's just like going across the street. You got to be aware of the traffic. Right. In spite of the lights, now they got a system of lights and all of that stuff, green, yellow, and red, but you still have to be aware of crossing the street. Yes. Why? Because somebody may run one of those lights, and you out there in the middle of that street, you're going to get hit. Right. In spite of the system that is set up. God has set this system up for us to have information. But you've got to be aware of all the information.
Amen.
All of it. Once again, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee." God is a merciful God, but God is also, it's like he's like our parent. Mm-hmm. Parents loved us, gave us things, provided for us. But when we messed up, they got on us. Amen. At least my parents did. They didn't play around. God here is the same way. He has taught us knowledge, all of those things that will aid us, all of those things that will keep us, all of those things that will protect us, but they've rejected it. Now he's saying, "I will reject thee also, that thou shalt be no priest to me." We are the priests. If we reject the knowledge of God, then we cannot serve in a proper manner as priests. Why? Because the priest in the Old Testament was the one who taught the people the word of God, the knowledge of God. Right. A lot of times they taught them by action, by the fact that when they had to go through those sacrifices, the priest told them what they had to bring, what they had to do. They had to follow those instructions in order to be blessed by God, in order to have their sins and trespasses forgiven, in order to be in the total will of God. They had to follow the instruction. But here, because they don't follow the instruction, God said, "I'm going to reject you for being priest." He says, "Thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, thy creator, I will also forget thy children. Those that are around you. Those that are influenced by you. Because you have not taught them the right way, God's not going to go over there and put and knock them in the head with it. We're responsible for each other. We're responsible for the lives that are around us to influence. Not always with preaching all the time, but showing a good attitude.
Yes. Yeah.
That way you can introduce them to the Word of God.
Yes.
But seeing here, he said, I will reject thee, because thou, and thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Jump to the fourth verse. It says, yet let no man strive nor reprove another. You know how it goes when things get to going bad, folks want to start blaming one another about it. The reason why it's going wrong is because you didn't do this or you didn't do that. God's telling everybody's wrong. Let no man hold a controversy. Let no man hold a debate. Let no man try to defend myself. In other words, when God's word comes to me and tells me that I'm wrong, I cannot stand up and debate with him.
Amen. All right. Amen.
He is the creator. Now, my flesh man will want to do that. But he's saying there is no, let no man strive nor reprove one another. Hmm. I can't correct you if I'm wrong.
I know that's right.
Yes.
He says, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. In other words, when the word of God came down, there were those that were full of pride and they didn't want to do what the priest said. Now, back in the Old Testament, they said when you had that sin of presumption, they'd take you out and they'd kill you. You were stoned. Thank God for the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
Now, he says here, thou shalt strive with the priest. Jesus has given us the information for today, and we're going to get into what that information is. But he says, we are they that strive with the priest. In other words, because the word of God is the way it is, and some of it, let me how I say this,
say it,
maybe a little bit controversial or something that we haven't heard, we're going to reject it.
Yeah.
So when you reject it, you're striving with the priest. Who are we striving with? We're striving with the high priest, Jesus himself.
All right now.
When I reject what God says, then I'm striving with him. Mm-hmm. And I can't get blessed. Mm-hmm. I can't have my needs met. Why? Because I'm in direct opposition to him.
All right now.
Now, this information that's now going on, once again, God is revealing in the last days his mysteries. He is opening these things up. And I'm just going to say it. A lot of times because, you know, what God has revealed here, we don't hear it on television, so it can't be right. Why? Because in the world, the majority rules.
Yeah.
The majority rules in the world. If everybody agrees with it, then it's so.
Yeah.
But it's not so in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He is the ruler. He's the one that sets the rules. He's the one that sets the statutes.
Right.
Now, let me give you an example of the majority does not rule. We're looking at Hosea. You consider him one of the minor prophets. What that means is he didn't have a lot to say in comparing to Isaiah, Ezekiel. Okay? He didn't say a whole lot. His was short. Him and Micah and some of those. But what Hosea was telling them that you got to get right. Otherwise, God going to send you into bondage. Well, he wasn't the majority. See, because they had other priests and prophets saying that's not going to happen. We know God too. Don't listen to that man's word. Don't listen to him. He don't know what he's talking about. But what happened? They went into
bondage.
My Lord.
Majority does not rule in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Whatever God says, he has forever settled it in heaven.
Yes.
Therefore, as the children of God, whether I like what he says or not, I have to obey. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes, he did.
Whatever those commandments are, whatever information God decides to give to me, I have to uphold it. Let me tell you something. When God begins to correct, it don't feel good.
And he, it's just like when your parents corrected you. Your parents knew just how to get to you. How much greater our Heavenly Father who knows all things. See, I don't want to be on the outs with him so that he will reject me or cause me. See, what happens is, like, you know, even in this area of grace, he don't have to really do anything to me. I'll do it to myself.
Come on now.
I'll do it to myself. I'll wind up hurting myself, and then now I'm going to have to call on God to come and get me out of the mess that I created when all I had to do was follow the instructions of the Almighty God, place myself under the subjection of the word, and do that was right in spite of how I feel. It's not according to how I feel.
Amen.
Good teaching.
Go to the book of John, 10th chapter. We're going to start getting into the information. Tenth chapter and the first verse. If you have it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is Jesus speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Truly, truly, or amen, amen, I say, he that entereth in, not by the door. God supplies the door, the means of getting through.
Amen.
Into
Amen.
The sheepfold or yes. into the things of God. But if he that entereth not by what God has supplied into the sheepfold, but climbeth up, mounts up over the fence. That's what that word climbeth up means. Mounts up from the over the fence. Some other way or from some other quarter than the door. In other words, if I enter this building by any other way than the door, I am a thief and a robber.
Come on now.
The door has been provided. All I got to do is come in.
Yeah.
The door is provided into the things of God. All I have to do is come in. I don't have to climb up some other way. Another way from a place of darkness.
Come on, Pastor.
That one is a thief. Now, what's the thief? One that uses craft or cunning. Take the typical thief. He's going to observe you, your comings and your goings, what time you get home, what time you go to work on the Saturdays, on the weekends. He's going to know what time you go out for coffee or whatever your shopping habits. Why? Because he's using his craft. His craftiness to observe you so that he can break in.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's using his wits. If he has to use a device or something to break into your house, he'll do that.
Right.
Because what he wants to do is he wants to break in and not leave a mess. Because the longer you don't discover him, the further away this thief gets.
Amen.
We're going to read that again. I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. A robber is somebody who will use violence on you. In other words, I'm the thief, and if I make a mistake and you're in that house, or I'm in the house because I've observed you, and you come back in when you're not supposed to be there according to the schedule that I've observed you, your comings and goings, and you come back in that house, now I got to hurt you. Why? Because I can't get caught.
Amen.
I can't get caught. So now I got to use violence. Let's continue on. Jump down to the 10th verse. It says, the thief cometh not
but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And we're going to stop right there. I'm not going any further. I'm going to repeat that. The thief cometh not. In other words, this guy is not going to show up except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That word steal there means that he may steal by stealth, by fraud, or in secret. Okay? To kill. Go to the 8th chapter. John 8th chapter. That word kill means to sacrifice, to kill and offer sacrifice. Now, what's the Bible says? Present your bodies living sacrifice. This thief wants to kill you and sacrifice you. John 8, and we're going to start at the 31st verse. We're going to start showing who this thief is. See, because he's been in secret for a long time. John 8:31, I'm just reading. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That word truth means the revelation of God.
Right. Amen.
In other words, I understand who Jesus is. I understand that he is the Messiah. He is the coming one, and he can save me. That revelation of God makes me free.
Yep.
Right. Right.
And they answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Now, see how we're talking about presumption and being arrogant? They forgot their history. God had to get them out of Egypt. God had to deliver them from the Philistines. God had to deliver them from the Babylonians. God had to deliver them from over and over again. But they said, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. Whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. That word, that first word sin there means not a single act, but a lifestyle. Let's read on. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. He says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Here's that thief. Killing. All Jesus is doing is speaking the words of life to him, and now all of a sudden he's received that experience. You want to kill me because I'm speaking these words to you.
Right.
I'm going to read that again. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. The only way that can have no place in it is because, once again, like we were talking about, we rejected the word of God. When I reject the word of God, it can't find a place in me. Why? Because I am a free moral agent.
All right.
The offer is free from Christ. But it's up to me to choose. That's why, you know, especially on my job where, you know how it goes on these jobs. Now you've got to be accepting of every kind of lifestyle and all of this kind of stuff. And you can't miss, you know, not that we're going to mistreat anybody, but, you know, you've got to accept them. You've got to accept the homosexual, and you got to get along with them, and you got to do all of this and stuff. And so, you know, and all of a sudden I was like, well, Lord, you know, I understand what I have to do. It says, obey them that had a rule. What should I answer to these folks? Jesus said something simple. He said, choose. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. In other words, You got, let me tell you something. The Savior loved you so much, he gave you a free choice in what you do.
Amen.
Now his offer, he said, I would that you choose life, but you can choose death.
Yeah.
So when they asked me, well, what do you think about it? I said, Jesus said choose.
That's right.
And I'll walk away. And I'm free. Now I didn't fulfill my obligations to my earthly master. Okay. Yeah, he said that. Obey them to have a rule over you.
Yeah.
Whether or not they be in error, that's how you stay blessed. God will give you the cunning and the cleverness that you need. We know it's wrong.
Yeah.
But you leave it up to them. It's their choice.
Amen.
Meantime, I'm like, Pat, I'm not going to mistreat you for your choice.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as I got mine.
Right.
I got mine.
Amen.
His name is Jesus. And I know what he represents.
Yeah.
He represents good things. He represents eternal life. He represents salvation. He represents blessing. He represents hope. He represents peace. That's my choice. Now you want your choice? See ya. And when I see you, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
You all right today? You got this mailman flamboyant as you want to be. Just call him flamboyant, okay? Because, I mean, you're not going to call, I'm not going to call nobody no derogatory name. Okay, that's not Christian. How can you hope to win them to Christ if you're dogging them?
Amen.
Jesus showed love to everybody. As a born-again Christian, I have to show love. Now, I don't mean you have to be, now sometimes that's going to put you in a position of weakness. Don't mean you're stupid.
Come on now.
All right.
Say it.
That cunning and that awareness, God will give it to you in all the situations of life if you allow him to, if you ask him. Let me tell you how good it is. He is so good that even the simple things, the small things, all right, ask God about it. God, show me how to do this stuff.
Amen.
Keep me out of trouble. Keep me blessed on my job in spite of the circumstance. Let's get back to this, though. Okay? He says, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. He said, I speak that what I have seen with my father. That word actually says, I speak what I have heard with my father. And ye do that which ye have heard with your father. You heard your father say kill. And you trying to do it.
Yeah.
39. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand what Jesus is trying to tell him. Jesus said to him, if you were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham.
Uh-oh. All
right.
See, Jesus didn't play around. Jesus cut straight to the point. He played around. You do the works of Abraham. Abraham was righteous. Abraham was full of faith. Abraham obeyed God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you would do the works of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
40 verse. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, told you the revelation of God, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, still not understand, we be not born out from fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Once again, this thief is still trying to kill him. He said, you would love me if God were your father. For I proceeded forth and came from God.
No.
Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Amen.
Why do ye not understand my speech? Simply put, because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Right.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Bless.
That word enmity means hatred.
Bless.
Yes.
The unsaved man has to be transformed. That's why, I mean, except for rare cases, when the first time you heard the word of God, you thought it was crazy.
Yes, sir.
God had to work on your heart and your mind to get you into a place of salvation.
Yes, he did.
He had to transform you. That was the beginning of the transformation by that word about that you needed a Savior. And you come to understand by that love that you felt that it was right. So you decided to accept his offer.
Yeah.
But he's saying here, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word.
Oh, shoot.
You're ignoring it. You're rejecting my word. Ye are of your father the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. The killing. But we're not going. We got some old leaves to pull off the artichoke. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus said, if I have I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and ye do dishonor me. I'm going to stop right there. Ye are of your father the devil. Same way when we was talking the other week about the word Greek and Hebrew, you got to look the words up.
Say it again.
Ye are of your father the devil. That word there means slanderer, accuser.
Yes. Amen.
Who's the slanderer? He's the thief.
Come on.
He's the thief. He's the sneaky one. He's the one that accused God. Adam, what hast thou done? Lord, the woman you gave me. That's slander.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is, God, you did something wrong to the woman, and she ate of the fruit, and she gave it to me. You're not taking responsibility for your action.
That's right.
All right.
Go down to 49. Jesus answered and said, I have not a devil. That word there means demon. Once again, the word was translated from Hebrew and Greek. English has a general way of just putting everything in one box. That's why when folks talking about the devil, he's this super powerful being that can go anywhere and do anything. Folks would say, the first word out of my mouth, the devil been chasing me all week long. How he chasing you? Not understanding that you have to break down these words so that you get the true meaning of what God is saying here. He's saying, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. We're going to skip over that and go a little further. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Mm-hmm. Everybody talking about Lucifer is a liar. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. But when Lucifer lied, it didn't contaminate us.
Oh,
my God.
Right.
My God.
Because Lucifer is a spirit. He can't have offspring. But the man can. When he began to lie, it was passed on.
Yes, yes.
He said, you the father of the lie. The lie was passed on to his sons. Yes. And they began to lie.
Yeah. Come on now.
Amen.
Bible says men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because I love my own stuff. If I make the darkness, I like it. It's mine. That's why I love it more than life. The darkness that they're talking about is the absence of the presence or the knowledge of Christ. Yes. I don't want to hear about Christ. I don't want to hear that you telling me that I'm doing wrong. I don't want to hear that you tell me I got to love my brother. I don't want to hear that. They did something wrong, I got to get with them. I'm making a little, you know, little plain there, but that's the way we think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's going over in this mind here. They did something, I got to get them back. Man, they don't know who they met. They don't know who they messing with, man. But I'm gonna show them.
Yep. Amen.
That's how people even in the ministry, somebody begins to get God raising somebody up, just like the man of God was talking about last night, and all of a sudden somebody get envious.
Amen.
Because of the knowledge that you rejected.
Amen.
The knowledge of this thief, this interloper, this murderer. So he's the murderer, he's the liar, he's the killer, and the destroyer. That word destroy means utterly destroyed. To lose utterly, to be ruined, to be lost to the fold and the shepherd.
Wow.
That's what this thief is. Now I know I was clowning around, you know, with Sir Graves Gasney, but this is a horror story right here.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah.
This man, this monster. So the thief cometh not except for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Mm-hmm. Now, let's put a name on this thief. Go to Romans. Fifth chapter. Once again, information. A lot of the church world, they don't want to accept that a man can be responsible for all of this stuff.
Make it plain.
They don't understand. God said, ye are God's little children.
Amen.
Nowhere in this book can you find where he said Lucifer is a god.
Right. Right. Amen. Preach.
When God put the man on the earth, he told him to have dominion over the earth.
Yes.
Now, when he messed up, he lost some of the glory, but he did not lose all of the dominion.
Yeah. Say that. Say it.
The man is a creator, just like his father. Who's his father? God. God himself. Yes. He gets the ability to create. It's just like my father. I look like my father. My father's played sports, so we tried to play sports. Thank God my father got into this book, so we got into this book. In other words, what I saw my father did is just like what Jesus was saying. What you saw your father do, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You saw your father kill. You saw your father destroy. You saw your father murder and steal. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Romans 5th chapter. We're going to show how really diabolical this guy is. Romans 5, 12 verse. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world.
Come on now.
And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Wherefore, on account as one human being, failing to hit the mark, God gave him the instruction. You can eat of the tree of life, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat. Paraphrase. In the day that ye shall eat of it, ye shall die. But see, Adam wanted out. God put him in the garden. Remember we were talking about those that enter into the sheepfold? He wanted out. He didn't want to go through the gate and get out. The gate meaning the tree of life.
Man.
He wanted to mount up over the fence.
Come on, teacher.
So that's what he did when he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. First of all, it wasn't an apple. They ate of the apple. It was not an apple. God told you exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Number two, the woman just ate, and then she had to find her husband to give it to him. No, he was there. Orchestrating it. He knew exactly what he was doing. By one man,
yeah, yeah.
Sin entered. Mm. And when it's talking about sin, it's talking about the sin nature.
Yeah.
Wherefore, as by one man, the sin nature entered into the world that was created by God. It was a beautiful world.
Amen.
It was a perfect world.
Right.
Nothing was wrong with it. But then the man decided that he had his own idea. And see, Adam was sneaky, the thief. He didn't say a whole lot. You know how a lot of folks be doing a whole lot of talking? Adam says, he said a few things. Here's one of them, and it sounds romantic. For this cause shall a man
come on now.
Leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Oh, that sounds good. They said that all the weddings.
Yeah. Yep.
Repeat after me. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Say it again. Timing is everything. When Adam said it, who was his father?
God.
Who was his mother?
God.
So I'm going to leave you, God. And I'm going to cleave unto my wife that I've spoken over so that she can be deceived by Lucifer.
Wow.
So I can get out. Now I'm scared. I don't know if that fruit that God said would kill me, is it going to be instantaneous?
So she going to go first.
Or is it going to be, you know, something slow? So I'm going to allow her to eat first.
First.
And when she don't die, now it's cool for me to eat. So I can hop over this fence and get into what I want to get into.
Come on now.
Subtle, sneaky, the thief. What did he steal? Now, let's go back a little bit. When Lucifer did his business in heaven, one third of the angels followed him. He went about talking to him, you know, hey, man, you know, now I want to be like the Most High. I like what he got. I like that he's orderly. But, I need to be in his spot. So, you know what, fellas, we need to get, you know, come on, Tony. I need you, Darius. I need y'all. Come on, man. We're going up. We're going up. We can take over. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning. As fast as he went in, he came out even faster. Now, here's the man. He's walking with God every day. God is sharing his knowledge with the man.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Naming out all of the creatures, including Lucifer. So therefore, he got power over him. He called him the serpent. Why? Because he was shiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same way Pastor was talking about that he's Prince of the Air. You know, one of the legends that Lucifer, all of a sudden, he got a tail. Now, all of a sudden, he got hooves.
Yeah.
He got horns. He red. And he got bat wings. When the Bible says that he is an angel of light, in other words, the same way God created him, he looks the same. Man's legend to get in there and corrupted the book. Why do you think Eve was fascinated with him? Because he looked good. He wasn't ugly. He wasn't a snake in a tree.
Come on, teacher.
Let me tell you something. The Bible, the reason you have to break these words down, because the Bible uses a lot of figure of speech. And if you don't notice that, you'll get tripped up over the words. So let's get back to this. Now, so he's seen that Lucifer got a third of the boys to go with him. He said, you know what? I ain't doing that. God revealed that to him. I know God showed it to him. God showed him, it says over in Romans, that God showed him all of those things, the invisible things from the creation. So he knew what happened to Lucifer. I got a better plan. What I'm going to do is going to be the greatest criminal act in history. The greatest step, you know, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 13, when they get in there and steal gold and all this stuff. What did he steal? He stole everybody.
Yeah. Ooh, Lord Jesus. My God.
This individual stole everybody. Let's go back to the scriptures. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. And death. That word death there means separation from God. We were born into sin. There's your murderer. He killed us all. Why? Because what is God? God is Zoe life.
He's life
in all manifestations, from the Lord's micro all the way up to eternal life. So when he did what he did, we were all within him. So he stole us out from God.
My Lord.
And death by that sin. Death. He became the door. The other title, the door. He became the door. Let's read on. He said, into the world and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Wow. He opened the door to it through himself and passed death unto all men. For that all have sinned. In other words, all have the sin nature.
Amen.
As I tell folks, you know, if it is possible and you could live this life without committing any transgression, you're still a candidate for the lake. Why? Because of the nature. God and that nature are not going to get along. They don't get along. They are against one another. They are contrary to one another. So they're not going to get along. It's just like your parents. Sometimes children fall out with their parents. Your parents say, you got to go.
Amen.
You got to go till you change your ways. You can't come back in here.
Amen.
Why? Because you're going to upset the household. So God eventually had to kick this joker out of the garden, for he really got into some stuff. But let's go back to this. So, but death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law sinned, or the sin nature was in the world, but the sin was not imputed, it was not charged, because there was no law. In other words, God could kill, but he couldn't really charge you. And he did kill the giants over there in the sixth chapter. They had became so corrupted, God said, couldn't do nothing else with them but destroy them. Wasn't no redeeming them. And let me tell you how great God is. You know how folks like to mess with DNA?
Yeah.
God made it so that you can't get the DNA from them giants. God's smart. Because see, you know how man is. Man don't believe there's a God. Man believe in evolution. So I'm going to go over here and tamper with this so I can prove that it's evolution.
Yeah.
Man is in his intelligence.
Yeah.
Denying the creator. They don't even call him God. They call him the intelligent designer.
Right.
Now, that's a good title, but they can't call him God. Mm-mm. Let alone Jesus. So they call it, they say it's by intelligent design. So once again, for until the law, the sin nature was in the world, but sin was not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the sin nature reigned. It ruled from Adam until Moses. It ruled. That's how diabolical this guy is. He caused us all to be born into sin with his nature. That's why Jesus had to come. He couldn't do it from his throne. He had to set up a new pattern because that pattern had been corrupted. That's why he had to send his son in the likeness. He had to overcome that nature. And he passed that to us now when we get saved because we have the new nature.
Amen. Amen.
Now that old nature ain't went nowhere. He hasn't went anywhere. What he's done is he cut Adam loss from us. Now I've got my own experiences that I've learned in life before I got saved. Habits that I did and the things that I did. They're in there.
Yeah.
They're in there. They want to be let out.
Amen.
Now I've got to rely on God and his strength and his word to combat them.
Yes.
And it's not easy. Because that joker, that thief, was anointed for his job. He was the federal head of the old creation. That's why when the counterpart, everybody wants to make the counterpart Lucifer's, not Lucifer. He, in the word it says, the first Adam and the second Adam.
Come on now.
There's your counterparts.
Yeah.
There's your counterpart. The first man, Adam, was natural, or he became natural.
Yeah.
He didn't start out
that way. Amen.
But of his own will and volition, he didn't want to be a part of God anymore. So he chose to leave.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about it is what he took us with him.
Right. Amen. Yeah. All right.
So nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. In other words, they didn't have Adam's motive for sin. Adam's motive was to rule like God. He didn't want to be subject to God. He wanted folks to rule. He wants to rule. That's why in Thessalonians it talks about a man sitting in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Antichrist.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about the man. The mindset's already in the world.
Amen.
What is it? It's anti-God. God, we don't want your name on our money. We don't want your word in our schools. It's anti-God. They don't know what they've done. Remember, when we could pray in the schools, even if it was a general prayer, God protected the children. Now you got Columbine every time you look up, somebody going into school too. Why? Because you told God to get out.
Come on now.
Amen.
All right. Amen. 9/11, y'all told God to get out.
Come on now.
Oh, how did God? Now God was still merciful. It happened on that day when nobody was hardly at work.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you told him to get out. God is a gentleman. If you tell him to get out, he will leave you alone.
Right.
That's why he said, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh unto you. But if you reject me, I will reject you. Just like he said over there in Hosea.
My God.
Because I am the knowledge, I am the wisdom, I am the way, I am the power, I am the presence.
Oh, my Lord.
So it rained over them from Adam until Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. What does that mean? When Moses came along, God began to tell his people how to approach him. You had to approach him through sacrifice. God picked out the animals, he picked out the priests, he picked out Moses who's going to lead them. That's how you begin to approach God. God began to dwell in the midst of his people in the Old Testament, or according to the Old Covenant. The tabernacle. That's why the tabernacle was set up. God in the midst of his people. We are the new covenant. We are the living tabernacle.
Amen.
God dwells within each and every one of us.
Amen.
He has reconciled. In other words, by one act of kindness, God changed millions of lives.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise.
Yeah.
I'm almost done. Go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. We'll be out of here. Everybody have to say amen. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There is a new creation. Old things, or the ancient, are passed away. Behold, they are become new. They have a new quality, a new character. Why? Because Christ is in us. The new nature, the new character is in us. Now what I have to do is submit myself unto God, resist that devil, that mindset, and he will flee. The mindset
is
by the word.
Yeah.
Not to worry about the demon. Let me tell you something. We all know the story of Job. Lucifer come down there talking about, I'll make you curse you, but you got a hedge around it. The one who made up the hedge is in us.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have to worry about no demon. What's about demon in their house? Demon better get out when I start putting my key in the door, be in there. He got to go. Because the king is in here.
Amen.
No demon, I don't care what his name is, can rule over anything. That's why I'm not afraid of Lucifer. One I got to watch out for is me. That's who I got to watch out for. Because guess what? I can make an excuse when I want to serve God. I can make an excuse on how I want to treat my brothers and my sisters. I can make an excuse for it and justify it within my own mind by that thief. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And all things, all those new things are of God. Who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He changed on our part. We were changed on our part by an action on his part.
Right.
When he died, that changed. When he showed that he loved us, that made a change in our life.
Man.
So we're not, it don't make no difference about Adam anymore. Yeah, that's horrible and all that stuff, but I've been set free.
Amen.
I've got a right once again to the tree of life. Because Adam was kicked out. He didn't want God didn't want him to be frozen in that state. In other words, if he had sinned and ate of that tree, it was even unspeakable. God didn't even speak it about what. Jesus couldn't have came down and it wouldn't have done any good. That's why the cherubims were there to kick him out.
Amen.
But we're new creatures. And God has given we have the reconciliation. To wit, 19, it says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing or not charging their trespasses unto us. What a merciful God. We all deserve death, but God gave us mercy.
Amen.
God gave us grace. Let me tell you how good that grace is. That grace extends to everybody, whether they're saved or not. That's how good the grace is. It's a free gift. Now, you can take the gift if you want it, but it's been given to you.
My Lord.
That's how good God is. Manifold grace passed to us. That's how good God is. Now, he says, not charging the trespass to them, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. By our acts of love, we can change people's mind.
Amen.
Yes.
Just
Amen.
By showing that we love.
Amen.
I told a story the other week about how my daddy got saved. And it took 21 years for my mother to get saved. It was love all those years.
Amen.
Dad wanted to leave. God told him, if you leave her, she will die. Now it's up to you now. Jesus is giving you that choice. He's giving you that choice. Choose ye this day whom you going to serve.
Right.
Amen.
Can't blame Adam no more. I've been set free.
Man.
Now I got a choice. Am I going to go back to that tree like Adam, or am I going to choose Jesus, the tree of life?
Amen.
And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation and has committed a word of a reconciliation unto us, that Jesus loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about us. He died for us.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. Yeah. Jesus, Lord, we give you praise for this word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just because everybody else is not preaching this, do not reject the word of God.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Not about majority rules. It's about the word of God, the truth of God. Examine. But like I say, like I said, like Pastor Hart said, like Pastor Gardner said, don't take my word for anything. Get in this book and study it for yourself.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, you think you have eternal life.
Thank you.
Make sure. Only you can make sure. Only you can make sure. Come on, give God some more praise.